If you're a smoker, take a pouch instead of a puff. I'm talking about Skoal Bandits, an individual portion of tobacco in a neat pre-moistened pouch. The pouch is easy to put in, easy to take out. So Skoal Bandits makes it easy to enjoy tobacco without lighting up. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to some guys who enjoy tobacco the Skoal Bandits way.
For a guy who likes tobacco, Skoal Bandits is really something. You put that little pouch between your lip and gum and you get real tobacco pleasure without having to light up.
Skoal Bandits has a great wintergreen flavor and a tobacco taste you'll really take a liking to. A pouch instead of a puff is the way lots of guys are going to enjoy tobacco from now on.
It's just a real good way to enjoy tobacco, wherever you are.
The thing about Skoal Bandits is it makes it easy to enjoy tobacco without lighting up. And that's what a lot of smokers have been wanting to do.
If you're a smoker, try Skoal Bandits. 20 pouches to a can. Take a pouch instead of a puff. If you're a smoker, take a pouch instead of a puff. I'm talking about Skoal Bandits, an individual portion of tobacco in a neat pre-moistened pouch. Listen to some guys who enjoy tobacco the Skoal Bandits way.
You put that little pouch between your lip and gum, and what happens is real tobacco pleasure without lighting up.
Best thing about Skoal Bandits is the wintergreen flavor.
A pouch instead of a puff is the way guys are going to enjoy tobacco from now on.
If you're a smoker, try Skoal Bandits. Take a pouch instead of a puff.
Here comes Harry Gant and the Skoal Bandit in for a pit stop.
You're looking great, Harry.
And I feel great. New team, new car. I'm right up there in the NASCAR standings, and I just came in for a paint stop.
You do mean a pit stop, right, Harry?
For the crew, it's a pit stop. For me, it's a paint stop. A chance for me to take a little paint from my skull, put it between my cheek and gum, for all the tobacco pleasure I want without lighting up.
Does the crew get a pit stop?
As soon as they finish the pit stop.
There goes Harry Gant. Skoal Bandit.
Here's the Skoal Dipping Man, baseball's Bobby Mercer.
Pardon me if I seem just a little bold, but it's just because I got myself another can of gold. And I keep my little tin of wintergreen handy in the pocket of my new designer. Just a peach between my finger and my thumb lets me know it's a winner like a crowd in a long home run. I'm a soul-dippin', skull-dippin' man. I'm a soul-dippin', skull-dippin' man. I'm a soul-dippin', skull-dippin' man. I am a skull-dippin' man. Now just
Skoal, a pinch is all it takes.
You don't chew Skoal. You just put a pinch between your cheek and gum and just let it sit there.
Football and rodeo star Walt Garrison talks about how much he enjoys Skoal moist tobacco.
Now, a lot of guys think that because Skoal is smokeless tobacco, you're supposed to chew it. Well, that's just not so. Skoal is real easy to use and really enjoyable. And you can tell that the minute you open a can and get a whiff of Skoal's wintergreen aroma. I tell you, everybody that smells a Skoal, they smell that wintergreen flavor and they say, now you know that really smells good. Then you take some tobacco between your thumb and forefinger. That's what we call a pinch. Now you gotta take a big enough pinch to control it, because a lot of guys take too small a pinch and it's tougher to control. Then you put that pinch between your cheek and gum and just let it sit there. And you'll be getting real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. So if you never tried Skoal, why not give it a try? You're going to find going smokeless is the only way to go.
Share the Skoal experience. Go smokeless with Skoal. A pinch is all it takes.
After all the noise and the thunder of a race, I look forward to some peace and quiet. And that means it's time for Copenhagen.
NASCAR driver Cale Yarborough talks about how much he enjoys Copenhagen moist tobacco.
Quiet times and Copenhagen just kind of go together, because Copenhagen satisfies. I'm talking about real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. Peace and quiet in Copenhagen, I tell you, that's victory lane every time.
Share the Copenhagen experience. Go smokeless with Copenhagen moist tobacco. Copenhagen satisfies.
I really enjoy horses, and when I go riding, my Skoal always goes with me.
Country recording artist Charlie Daniels talks about how much he enjoys Skoal moist tobacco.
I got a bunch of horses out at my place, and when I'm home, I love to go riding. You're outdoors, and you're alone, and the air feels good, and it's just a great time to have a dip of skull. Just a pinch gives me real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. I ride along, and I really unwind.
Share the skull experience. Go smokeless with skull. A pinch is all it takes.
The first time I tried smokeless tobacco was like the first time I ever tried to play a fiddle. I was all thumbs.
Country recording artist Charlie Daniels talks about how much he enjoys skull moist tobacco.
Now, I grew up in North Carolina where bright leaf tobacco is king, and a lot of my friends use skull, so one day I bummed some. Well, sir, that first dip was a little bit clumsy to do, but by about the fifth dip or so, I was getting to be a downright pro at it. And me and skull's been together ever since. I just take a pinch and put it right here between my cheek and gum, and I get that real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. And I get that great wintergreen flavor, too. Now, a lot of fellas dip only when they're outside, but I enjoy my skull wherever I go, indoors, outdoors, on the CDB bus, or after dinner in a restaurant. Yeah, going smokeless is the only way to go. And for my money, skull is the only one to go smokeless with. Heck, if I ever stopped making skull, I'd be so mad I could spit.
Share the skull experience. Go smokeless with skull. A pinch is all it takes.
I'm a country boy, and if I don't have my pocket knife in my pocket, I feel naked. I feel the same about my can of Copenhagen.
NASCAR driver Cale Yarborough talks about how much he enjoys Copenhagen moist tobacco.
I'm in the farming business, too. I do other things, but I also do my own farming. And it's just like I said a while ago. If I get up in the morning and there's no putting my pocket knife in my pocket, even if I'm 3 or 4 miles in the field on a tractor, I'll have to go back to the house and get it. And I'm the same way about my can of Copenhagen. If I happen to mess up and get out there without it, before I can get any work done, I got to go back and get it. That's all there is to it. That's how much I enjoy my Copenhagen. There's something about it that just satisfies me. I'm out in the fields on a tractor, and I take a pinch, and it gives me real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. It just kind of makes the work go better, too. Copenhagen's become a part of my life that I just don't want to do without. For me, there's nothing in the world like it.
Share the Copenhagen experience. Go smokeless with Copenhagen moist tobacco. Copenhagen satisfies.
Win or lose, after a race, I look forward to getting me a dip of skull.
NASCAR driver Harry Gant talks about how much he enjoys skull moist tobacco.
Barreling around a speedway is a tough way to make a living. It's hot, it's noisy, it's pressure. That's why after a race, you'll find me with my feet up and a pinch of skull between my cheek and gum. Just a little pinch gives me real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. Then I sit back and really unwind.
Share the skull experience. Go smokeless with skull. A pinch is all it takes.
I dip skull all day long, but I use a lot more when I'm out working with my hands.
NASCAR driver Harry Gant talks about how much he enjoys skull moist tobacco.
At home, I've got a little racing shop, and I keep a couple of sportsman cars out there. And when I'm not racing Grand National, I'm out in the shop working on or building one. And it's automatic. The first thing I do before I start working is put in a dip of skull. My hands are free to do the work, and I enjoy the wintergreen flavored tobacco. The time just goes flying by. There's something about working with your hands and skull that just goes together. And that's probably why you see so many of the guys in pit crews using skull. Just about all the guys working on the skull bandit dip skull. But it's the other crews, too. It's just so easy to do. You take a pinch of skull, put it between your cheek and gum, and get real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. For me, going smokeless is the only way to go. And skull is the only one to go smokeless with.
Share the skull experience. Go smokeless with skull. A pinch is all it takes.
I've been dipping skull for going on 19 years now, and it's just part of my life.
Football and rodeo star Walt Garrison talks about how much he enjoys skull moist tobacco.
I dipped skull when I was playing football, and I dipped it when I was rodeoing. And I dip it now when I'm working or when I'm just taking it easy. Because just a pinch gives me real tobacco pleasure without lighting up every time. You know, skull's like a good dog. It's always there with me.
Share the skull experience. Go smokeless with skull. A pinch is all it takes.
I pilot my own plane, and my co-pilot is a little round can of Copenhagen.
NASCAR driver Cale Yarborough talks about how much he enjoys Copenhagen moist tobacco.
After a race, I get in my plane and I head toward home and put the day behind me, all alone except for my Copenhagen. Copenhagen gives me real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. because Copenhagen satisfies. I fly along, and I'm really at peace.
Share the Copenhagen experience. Go smokeless with Copenhagen Moist Tobacco. Copenhagen satisfies.
There's something about being in the woods that goes with Copenhagen, or Copenhagen goes with being in the woods.
NASCAR driver Cale Yarborough talks about how much he enjoys Copenhagen Moist Tobacco.
I do a lot of quail hunting and shoot a lot of ducks and shoot a lot of dove, and during the daytime, if I'm bird hunting, I can go through a can of Copenhagen pretty quick. That tobacco taste just seems to go with the outdoors. And then at night, I usually go coon hunting in the wintertime, and I'll start on my second can of Copenhagen. It kind of makes the hunting and the waiting go better. There's something about the silence of the outdoors. The silence, the peace, the quiet. There's something about it that makes you want to dip. And dip I do. I just take a pinch of Copenhagen and put it between my cheek and gum, and I'm rewarded every time with real tobacco pleasure, without lighting up. I tell you, when I'm out hunting, I miss a shot now and then, but my Copenhagen's on the mark every time.
Share the Copenhagen experience. Go smokeless with Copenhagen Moist Tobacco. Copenhagen satisfies.
Guys who dip Copenhagen are real serious dippers, because Copenhagen is a real thing.
NASCAR driver Cale Yarborough talks about how Copenhagen Moist Tobacco plays such a big part in his life.
I've been fortunate enough to win the Grand National Championship three times. A lot of that has to do with having good cars, good pit crews, and some plain old good-fashioned luck. But there's another thing I owe my success to, and that's knowing how to relax. That's why before a race, you'll find me taking it real easy. Just me and my Copenhagen. Copenhagen's all natural tobacco, so I get real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. And you won't find me taking a itty-bitty pinch either. I do a good-sized dip, put it between my cheek and gum, sit back, and really unwind. Now, relaxing before a race doesn't guarantee I'll wind up in victory lane every time, but I'll tell you one thing. My Copenhagen's a winner every time.
Share the Copenhagen experience. Go smokeless with Copenhagen Moist Tobacco. Copenhagen satisfies.
When I won the 1983 Daytona 500, the first thing I did was let out a holler. The second thing was get me a dip of Copenhagen.
NASCAR driver Cale Yarborough talks about how much he enjoys Copenhagen Moist Tobacco.
When the Daytona 500 was over, I knew I'd been in one tough race. So I reached for my old friend Copenhagen. It gives you real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. Then I settled back and started taking it easy.
Share the Copenhagen experience. Go smokeless with Copenhagen Moist Tobacco. Copenhagen satisfies.
Hi, I'm Charlie Daniels. I tour about 100,000 miles a year with the Charlie Daniels Band, and I love the traveling and the picking, and whether I'm looking at the world through the windshield of the bus or relaxing after a show, there's always one thing you'll find in my pocket, and that's a little round can of Skoal. I just pop the lid and put a pinch between my cheek and gum, and it gives me all the tobacco pleasure I need without lighting up. Now, I can't share my Skoal over the radio, so my music will have to do. But if you want real tobacco pleasure without lighting up, try Skoal. A pinch is all it takes. Thank you.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
It won't be long till we hear that cry, because February 20th is the Daytona 500. Hi, I'm Harry Gant, and I'll be driving the Skoal Bandit in that race. You can watch me live on CBS TV. You'll see nearly 4 hours of racing. You'll also see two new Skoal cars, one driven by Benny Parsons and the Skoal brother driven by Benny's brother Phil. So catch all the action live on CBS TV February the 20th. Be there.
I was born and raised on a farm, and everybody in my part of the country chewed tobacco.
NASCAR driver Cale Yarborough talks about how Copenhagen Moist Tobacco became a part of his life.
Like I say, I chew tobacco, but I've always been one who wanted to try a little bit of everything. So I knew some guys who dipped Copenhagen, so I got me a can one day and said, I'm going to learn to use this stuff. Now, I'll be honest with you, it took me a little while to get used to it, but I hung in there and got where I looked forward to getting me a little dip. So I started handing out Copenhagen to my friends, and the first dip felt a little strange to them. And I said, now, wait a minute. You can't stop the first time. You got to keep doing it. What you got to do is start with a little pinch and get accustomed to it. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And once you get the hang of it, there's no going back to anything else, because Copenhagen satisfies. And when I say satisfies, I mean real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. For me, it's the greatest thing since axle grease.
Share the Copenhagen experience. Go smokeless with Copenhagen Moist Tobacco. Copenhagen satisfies.
Hi, I'm Charlie Daniels. You know, I'm in about 100 different cities and towns in a year's time, and somebody's always asking me, Charlie, do you really use Skoal? Well, the answer is yes. I've used Skoal for years, and I still do, every day. And when I say a pinch is all it takes, what I'm talking about is real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. So when you see me, you better know that my can of Skoal is never far away. So if you want real tobacco pleasure without lighting up, why don't you try Skoal? Remember, a pinch is all it takes. Thank you. We appreciate it. Charlie Daniels. You know, I'm big on pleasure. I love good food and fast horses and hot music and smokeless tobacco. Now, my choice in smokeless tobacco is my old friend Skoal. I've been using it for years, and it just kind of seems to go along with almost everything I really enjoy doing, whether it's gathering cattle on a good horse or sawing the devil went down to Georgia on my fiddle or just downright relaxing in my rocking chair on the front porch. I just take a pinch and put it between my cheek and gum, and it gives me real tobacco pleasure without ever lighting up. So if you're big on pleasure like me, and you want real tobacco pleasure without lighting up, why don't you try Skoal? Now, some of you folks may prefer Copenhagen or Happy Days, but remember, with Skoal, Copenhagen, or Happy Days, a pinch is all it takes. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Hi, this is Walt Garrison. And you know, I've seen a lot of rodeo cowboys get thrown on their cans. Their cans of Skoal, of course. Because you see, around here, most folks keep a can of moist smokeless tobacco in the back pocket of their jeans. Fact is, I keep a can of wintergreen Skoal. A little pinch between my cheek and gum, and I get real tobacco pleasure without lighting up. Yee-haw! Hey, cowboy, watch your can. So for real tobacco pleasure without lighting up, try Skoal. A pinch is all it takes.